This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Around like a happy leprechaun that just found a thousand buckets of gold. But you notice yesterday I did a lot of celebrating on air because I know the smell of blood in the water. And there's blood in the water. There's blood on the street. It's up to my ankles. That's the blood of tyrants politically beginning to bleed out. Big tech has crossed the Rubicon. They've engaged in massive 2020 election meddling, and they've been caught doing it on so many fronts, it makes my head spin. And when their director of censorship, that has an Orwellian name, got caught red-handed by Project Veritas, Google yesterday pulled the Project Veritas video and is threatening to suspend their account. Guess what happened? The House of Representatives responded by uploading it to House.gov. And now the Streisand effect just hit in with beautiful, white-hot afterburners. Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas has uploaded it. The censored 25-minute report is posted front and center at Infowars.com and Newswars.com today, right under the live news feed. With the headline, Watch Live. Google's attempt to cover up their election meddling 2020 blows up in their face. We have the arrogant head of their operations, censoring, admitting that they'll do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, and that Congress can go to hell. This is the proof of the criminal activity, the proof of the meddling, the proof of the lying to Congress, the perjury. It's beautiful. It's big. It's massive. And if you get the articles out that are on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, like, see the report Google censored about their election meddling in 2020 with Jen Janae, head of responsible innovation at Google. That's the name of their censorship system. Bragging about how they control everyone and they shadow ban everyone and they ban everyone. And that they're not going to let Trump get reelected. We have the murder tape. Like when a serial killer videotapes them torturing a kid to death. You have an open and shut, dead to rights, dead as a doornail politically movement. They are in a lot of big trouble now. And we've got a whole bunch of articles on this with the censored video and the bombshell interview with Project Veritas hit yesterday that's so good. I rarely ask the War Room to air something I did. I rarely ask David Knight to air something we did. They both re-aired it. I'm going to air 10 minutes of the interview on the other side with James O'Keefe because guess what? That's a whole other story. We've confirmed that a bunch of people have uploaded this to YouTube, and it's been taken down more than 15 times by prestigious channels that thought it was newsworthy. It's been taken off their channels. And so that's a whole other story. Now James O'Keefe being interviewed, being taken down, telling you that more insiders are coming. That article's on Infowars.com. We'll put it back on screen for viewers. From Newswars.com, that's the real site we need to go to, with James O'Keefe saying that more whistleblowers are coming forward. More whistleblowers. This will stop them stealing the election. This is the heart of the fight. This is the key to the fight. But it's up to you. Spread those newswars.com links. Newswars.
It's not only that you have a unique voice in the public arena and the public square. The other thing that's unique about InfoWars is it is the only network of this reach that is not backed by a corporate donor or corporate sugar daddy, that's not backed by some billionaire, that's not being funded by a secret foreign government. It is completely independent of all that. It is an old-school American 1776-style experiment in the expression of the freedom of press and freedom of speech that, in fact, the founders were so concerned with at the beginning of the country, they actually tried to support and subsidize organizations just like this, because this was the kind of press they wanted. And then ultimately, we now live in an era where they've mostly been co-opted by big corporations or billionaire sugar daddies who've been able to control and manipulate what news and views the person's allowed to have or express or hear. And the InfoWars audience has broken through that. They are the bridge from the founding to the modern age, ultimate American democracy and freedom. And that's why there's been an unprecedented onslaught of deplatforming, defamation, lawfare, and libel targeting you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Google has really stepped in and created a giant Streisand effect event. The head of Google's operations that runs censorship got caught on hidden camera along with other executives bragging about how they were going to block Trump from being reelected in 2020 and named their secret operational headquarters that's carrying all this out. The full interview and expose has been taken off YouTube by Google. Congress is now investigating. The House and Senate have re-uploaded the video so the public can see it at House.gov. We have re-uploaded the full censored 25-minute expose and our censored interview with James O'Keefe to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Get it and email it out to everyone you know. But here's part of the James O'Keefe interview from yesterday in Project Veritas they don't want you to see.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, it is a 25-minute report. We uploaded this morning. It's on Drudge and Red. And this is a video recording of an insider, that's someone who currently works for Google, blowing the whistle. It comes on the heels of a story from a Pinterest insider, which I know your audience saw. So there's this sort of watershed moment where they're all coming forward. Now, what this video shows is it shows the insider talking about algorithmic unfairness. That's a term you probably haven't heard before. The confidential documents, which I have a copy of here and appear in the video, and I'm going to read from the document. It says, quote, "In some cases, it may be appropriate to take no action if the system, that's Google, accurately affects reality, while in other cases, it may be desirable to consider how we might help society reach a more fair and equitable state via product intervention." So these documents show algorithmic unfairness. The executive named Janai on the secret recording obtained by Project Veritas shows how they want to affect the 2020 election outcome. So all these things corroborate each other. It is a huge story, Alex. An insider, whistleblower, secret recordings of the executives inside of Google, and the documents. And it shows Google's efforts to basically augment reality and to quote the Google documents, have an impact on the masses to get the agenda they want.
James, when I got up this morning and saw this, nothing gives me butterflies. Nothing gives me short of breath. I almost had an anxiety attack on how in the hell am I going to make a big enough deal about this. And then a text message came in from the producer. Oh, we've got James O'Keefe. I was like, because I want to beat these people. And we know they've been doing it. You've caught them a bunch yourself. We've caught them. They brag about it. And now you've got like the Holy Grail, the Rosetta Stone, the skeleton key. I mean, she's on there. Others are on there just admitting it. And this term product intervention. Sundar is up before Congress 8 months ago saying we don't intervene in anything. I mean, the perjury alone.
Yeah. And that one of the things that this Jen Janai, who's the head of Google Innovation, says, you just showed the quote. She said that we're not changing. Congress can pressure us, but we're not. We don't want to show up. We're not changing. So I think one of the things the insider told me was how amazing there he is. Congress can pressure us, but we're not changing. And she specifically says that Liz Warren. She says, I like Liz Warren, but you know Liz Warren has some problems because if they break Google up, says this Jen Janai, then small companies won't be able to stop Trump, but we can. We can prevent a big company can prevent Trump's situation, whereas smaller companies cannot. So the issue is, Alex, that Google is classified as a platform.
I understand. Section 230, back in 60, James O'Keefe, the legend. Okay, I've been interviewing James O'Keefe for 10 years, since he blew open Acorn, and I've seen all the devastating victories, and them trying to indict him and their failures. But to sit here and have him have the head of Google censorship with this weird Orwellian name of the office caught in undercover video, you realize how hard it is to get this, to penetrate, to infiltrate. This is like the Allies in 1941 getting the Enigma code from the Nazis, okay? If Congress and the president don't act, then they must be complicit, we know Trump isn't. But his underlings are bought off by Google and keep, you know, he's not lobbying and taking lobbying money, but they are. This has gone to the president. It needs to go mega viral. It's at drudgereport.com, infowars.com, projectveritas.com. Get it out. 25-minute report. Total evidence of Google election meddling in 2020. Trump must act now. Reddit blocks Project Veritas. A group exposes Google. Election meddling. Insider blows whistle on exec reveals Google plan to prevent Trump. Situation 2020. They are scared of this. This is kryptonite to their fraud. So we've got 8.5 minutes till we're at break. You got to go. You've got the floor. Am I right in saying this is probably the most important thing you've ever broken? This is the total
this is
proof.
This is by far the biggest thing we ever broke. I mean, a lot of people are thinking, what's going to happen? Well, first of all, the story just came out. I think Congress is going to hold hearings. The lawmakers are telling me, sort of here, they're texting me, we're going to have hearings in July. But, I mean, the video is 25 minutes long, so I've only got about 8 minutes, so let me just try to get through some of the facts here and maybe talk about it. I'm not one to characterize people. I'm just going to quote them, okay, Alex? I'm not going to characterize them. That man in the shadow you see, the insider, is a current Google employee. And one of the things he said to me as I was interviewing him, he said, James, people would think this is a conspiracy theory if it weren't for the documents. And one of the documents he gave me says, and I'm going to quote them. This is Google, not me, not you. It says, quote, training data are collected and classified. Algorithms are programmed. Media are filtered, ranked, aggregated, and generated. People like us are programmed. That's a direct quote. People like us are programmed. And one of the things that this executive says is that people who believe and agree with President Trump will not like our definition of, quote, fairness. That's Jen Janai, the woman you're looking at right there. People who voted for the current president do not agree with our definition of fairness. So what's interesting, Alex, is that Google is saying here that they're able to define fairness and this algorithmic unfairness, and they have product intervention. So what the Google insider did is he sat down with me, and he Googled Hillary Clinton's emails, that just the phrase, and you can do it right now at your home computer. And it doesn't autocomplete, even though millions of people search for that. But then he typed in Donald Trump's emails, and it did autocomplete, even though very few people search for that. So Google is actually meddling in an election by virtue of defining what is fair and what is not fair, and they would never admit this publicly. And right now they're in a huge world of trouble because that is not a low-level ranking employee. That is the head of their entire innovation department. And she, as well as Gaurav Gite, corroborated the Google algorithmic unfairness document. Now, Alex, one thing I must tell you.
And that's the censorship. That's the censorship blueprint. She's the head of innovation, which is ending the old algorithm, what's popular, going to censorship.
I mean, you couldn't get better descriptors for the names of the departments if you went to Orwell or the protagonist Winston in 1984 who edits out. Remember that movie where he edits out all the newspaper?
Yeah, Ministry of Truth is the Ministry of Lies.
Ministry of Truth. I mean, this document's called Definition of Algorithmic Unfairness. It's labeled privileged and confidential. Now, many of you are wondering, wow, these people are real heroes for blowing the whistle. Hell yeah, they're heroes. They make a lot of money and they don't care. And one of the things he said, the man in the silhouette there who works for Google, is that I'm nothing but an ant. He says, I'm going after Goliath here. And I said, are you scared? Are you frightened? He said, you know what? I hope I get away with it, but there are some things bigger than me. He said this to me.
Beautiful.
He said, there are some things bigger than me. And you know what's happened in the last few hours? I've already had a dozen more people email me. And I think you're seeing a watershed moment right now, right here today, as I sit, where people...
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a watershed moment because more whistleblowers have come forward. I'm told it's even more devastating. And Google is working with Facebook and Twitter, we've confirmed, to block anyone trying to upload the video or anyone trying to share it. But here's the good news. DrudgeReport.com, right in the middle column, has red-linked it all, so it stands out. Update, Insider reveals Google plan to prevent Trump situation in 2020. Manipulative algorithm, YouTube pulls video, corporate media ignores. The corporate media ignores article is a Jamie White Infowars.com article. And we're adding to that the banned video. And we're adding the James O'Keefe full interview to that article. Get it and share it. DrudgeReport.com. 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 This will defeat them. DrudgeReport.com. Middle column. Bottom link in red. Get it. DrudgeReport.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Some things bigger than me, and you know what's happened in the last few hours? I've already had a dozen more people email me. And I think you're seeing a watershed moment right now, right here, today, as I sit here, where people are going to come forward, Alex, because they want the people to know what's going on.
You said it, James. It's not hype. You can feel the history. This is watershed. And all the whistleblowers, it's now just cascading. And you look at the arrogance of their head of censorship under this Orwellian term, and she goes, it doesn't matter what Congress does. Well, you notice Sundar wouldn't even go to Congress a year ago and testify. And then they gave all the secrets that the Pentagon had given them to the Chinese with their Dragonfly operation and their censorship office and their AI project. And then now suddenly they're having to grovel a bit at the executive level, but still their employees, like you said, are programmed cult members still carrying this out. This is incredible.
Their words, not yours. They say that they're trying to, quote, program the people. And one of the things that Janai says is the reasons we launched the artificial intelligence principles, there it is, ML fairness, is because people were not putting that line in the sand, that they were not saying what's fair and what's equitable. So we're like, we're a big company. We're going to say it. So what Janai is saying is don't bust us up, Elizabeth Warren. By the way, I'm anxious to see what Elizabeth Warren has to say about this because she's being attacked by this Google executive. What they're saying is don't break us up. Don't get involved, antitrust, because we need to stay the Leviathan. We need to be large such that we can continue to define what is
she's
real.
She's saying we need to be the big global monopoly to bully these evil conservatives that don't want to sexualize their five-year-olds or open the borders.
Yes, she's saying keep us large so that we can change the outcome. If 2016 happened again, would the outcome be... I love you guys, producer. Your producers are so fast. You pull it up as soon as I'm bringing it up. If the algorithms happened again, would we have a different outcome than 2016? That's the quote. And, Alex, I think there's going to be hearings as a result of this. I think there's going to be whistleblowers. I think, and I'm really sincere, I've known you for 9 years.
I don't think you think. The dam has broken. Sorry, go ahead.
I really think this is the moment that we've been waiting for, where the heroes amongst us. Because it's one thing, Alex, if I infiltrate or I go undercover, this is them. This is them giving us the information. So I'm just really excited, and I know there's going to be more news to break.
No, I agree. Remember 2 years ago, you brought it out, and it later came out in the news. Google is more afraid of whistleblowers than anybody, and is running NSA-level spying on their own people.
I think what we really need, though, is we need people to contact Google. Your listeners are, what can I do, what can I do? Well, other than blow the whistle inside a company, I think, and you can do that by sending us an encrypted email, veritastips@protonmail.com.
Beautiful.
But what we need to do is, I don't have the email address in front of me, but the press office at Google, we've got to email them and get a comment. We got to get a statement from Google about this. We got to get a reaction.
Well, they're going to try to cover this up, but internally, this is going to run through all their employees, and they know they're in a cult. They know it's getting more out of control. Let's shift the minutes we have left, and please come back soon. I know you're working very hard. James O'Keefe at ProjectVeritas.com. The audience here can override the AI, and that's why you're here. The audience has to email this, Facebook it, call Talk Radio, call C-SPAN, call the White House. Trump has to act now on this. I mean, this, like you said, congressional hearings coming in July. You've got Congress people calling you, obviously senators calling you. You have given them the mother load. This is like Al Capone being caught, you know, with dead bodies.
But most people are on the take. I mean, right? That's the whole. The New York Times is supposed to be no fear or favor. The bottom line is most people in this country are either afraid or they are on the take. That Google is such a powerful company, I mean, most people are afraid to publish a story about a company that can censor and define their income, because most distribution happens to the social media companies. So Project Veritas does not have any advertisers. I can't be boycotted. I can't be bought or sold. I refuse to compromise on my principles. I refuse to settle lawsuits, Alex. I've won 5 lawsuits. I'll go all the way to a jury verdict, which I did, and I won. And I think that people are, the Goliath fears the little guy if the little guy stands on principle, right?
Well, I got to say, these names, if people want to see a thoroughbred Americana hero and a crew that have gone through the fire, you're it. InfoWars has done it. Only a few others. You are the example. And we just salute you and thank you for all your courage and everything you've done. And I guess you got even, I'm told, you told me a few months ago, I have really big stuff coming. What else is coming? Big stuff?
All these people are coming to me in the last 24 hours, more insiders. Yes, I just learned last night there's another person in the company that wants to come forward. It doesn't get better than that. VeritasTips@ProtonMail.com. I urge you, if you work for one of these organizations and you do want to tell the truth to people, contact us. We'll work with you.
James, fabulous. I admire you and your whole crew. You are the blood of freedom. We salute you.
The reason why I decided to come to Project Veritas is because people need to know what's actually going on with Google. There's this facade about what they're doing, but what they're actually doing, what the employees are actually seeing inside the company, is different.
But the reason we launched our AI principles is because people were not putting that line in the sand. They were not saying what is fair and what's actual. They were like, well, we are a big company, we're going to say it.
People voted for the current president.
They're not an objective piece. They're not an objective source of information.
But then there are things. It's about ML fairness.
ML fairness, the things.
Fairness. Yeah. You know, you need to be fair.
People also train your algorithms like this. When you see someone again, would we have the right to be different?
They are a highly biased political machine that is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump come to power again.
Now my old organization, they've been top of mind. They've been working on it since 2016 to make sure we're ready for 2020.
This is a Goliath, I'm but a David, trying to say that the emperor has no clothes.
He got called in front of Congress multiple times, making pressure, so not changing.
Being a small little ant, I can be crushed, and I'm aware of that. But this is something that is bigger than me. This is something that needs to be said to the American public.
What? Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And, like, I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that will not make it better. It'll make it worse. Now, all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next situation. Like, a small company can.
And it's like.
This year, a Facebook insider exposed deboosting of conservatives on Facebook. That insider inspired someone at Pinterest to come to Project Veritas with his story. Last week, we released a report from the Pinterest insider Eric Cochran, detailing censorship of pro-life and Christian content.
The tech companies can't fight us all.
Today, we bring you a Google insider, a brave man who came forward and brought us a story that will scare you.
I think sunlight is the best disinfectant, and people need to start asking questions.
A couple weeks before the Google insider came forward, Project Veritas secretly recorded with Jen Janai, a Google executive. Janai talks about making sure when people search for things.
Ladies and gentlemen, history is happening. We'll go live on the other side, but I had to re-air this. It's also historical, and we have links in the center of drudgereport.com that show the suppressed investigative report of the century that closed this criminal conspiracy to steal the election wide open. This is real election meddling. And the bottom link is a link to our article showing the censored video and the media cover-up. I just want listeners to understand, money is what allows us to beat this and stand against this. And we're seeing a lot of orders right now with the Save InfoWars 50% off, but we make only like $5, $10 on higher marked up stuff. We're making like $2 on the toothpaste at that price, and we're moving a ton of it, okay? But you move a couple $100,000 or something, and you get $20,000. That doesn't pay for all the infrastructure, the bandwidth, the lawyers, the crew. So we need to sell millions and millions and millions of dollars of product. I want to expand, not contract. And for 6 months, we've not just been at a standstill. The enemy's been winning. And I have labored and labored and labored and labored on this. I like to be expanding. I like to be winning. I like to be fighting. And we are winning the info war. That's why we're so hated. But we need to be retreaded. We need to be tuned up. We need to be fixed up. We never have time to get into dry dock. We got a lot of holes shot at us. And the enemy wants to silence us. Then they're really going to plant child porn on us. Then they're going to kill me or you or anybody else. I mean, the Democrats now are going into a full revolutionary fervor funded by foreign banks and the Tricom. So go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Let's go back to drudgereport.com for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I'm going to read these links out. Now, when I smell blood, I smell blood. Easier way to say it is like the colonel in Apocalypse Now. He goes, I love the smell of napalm. Napalm in the morning smells like victory. I smell victory. I smell big victory. big time. You have the head of Google censorship. Saying we're going to stop Trump being reelected and saying we don't care what Congress does, we're going to keep doing it. That's the zealot criminal focus and conviction of these people to engage in mutiny against this republic and not let nationalists, conservatives, and Christians communicate. In fact, I didn't even get to it yesterday. Well, you guys bring me yesterday's stack. Without even looking for it, it was all over the news. Mainline Christian sites being censored by Google, Apple, Twitter, YouTube, all of it. This is the takeover. The internet is telecommunications. It is the modern communication systems. It's already replaced landlines. And they're coming in saying on the WhatsApp, owned by Facebook and other systems, we're going to control what you can say live over an app talking to one person. They now have AI systems that are censoring person to person. What do you think Facebook was saying 2 months ago when they said you will no longer say Alex Jones's name or Infowars.com unless it's negative? If it's negative, you're allowed to. My God, again, that is beyond a Jim Jones cult. That is beyond the worst stuff we heard about the Branch Davidians. That is beyond what goes on in the old Soviet Union. That is crazy. Oh, but the Koch brothers. In fact, I never played that last week. Can we queue up Tucker Carlson goes after the Koch brothers? Because if I had a dollar for every time I got an email or somebody told me that I worked for the Koch brothers, I'd have $1 million. The Koch brothers were the Clintons' biggest financiers. The Koch brothers were deeply in bed with the Democrats. They wanted monopolies. The Koch brothers want open borders where you subsidize their workers, their illegal alien workers. They're total fake libertarians. Not good little L, but big L. They're corporate raiders. They make their money off corporate money. They get through crony capitalism and government contracts and subsidies paid to illegal aliens. And the Koch brothers finance all the big think tanks and work with the neocons to try to defeat Trump. They gave their money to Hillary. But I always have leftists toddle up to me and say, oh, you work for the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are neocons. The Koch brothers, let me explain this. They're just like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett always says, I mail a check every year for a few $1,000 to the Treasury because I don't pay enough taxes. Then he structures things where he pays zero tax himself, takes the capital gains offshore, and was the biggest recipient of the banker bailout, $300+ million the first year, and then he got 180-something billion the next year in the bailout. It comes out to $400+ billion, almost $500 billion that Warren Buffett got. Look it up. Type in Warren Buffett, biggest recipient of banker bailout. Click Google Web, and you'll get it, if they haven't censored that. Oh, but he hadn't paid enough taxes. He wants the middle class making $100,000 a year to pay more taxes because he swindles it up into his coffers. And that's how the Koch brothers work. In fact, let's just, since I mentioned it, let's play the Tucker Carlson piece to understand crony capitalist versus real capitalist. And then you've got the Koch brothers saying they're against crony capitalists, but they want open borders and illegal aliens in here. They want open borders, and then we subsidize them all with welfare and food stamps, and then they work in their paper mills and their meat packing plants and their facilities. The video's up on newswars.com. Tucker calls out Koch brothers for working with the ADL to censor conservative online. They're the ones. It's the Democrats in bed with the Koch brothers. Here it is.
Charles and David Koch are two of the richest men in the world. Each one of them is worth tens of billions of dollars. Some of their money is inherited. Much of it they made themselves. But to their credit, the Kochs have never been content merely to get richer. They are engaged intellectuals. They have a sincere desire to change the world. So for years, the brothers have been the single most important funders of Republican politics in Washington and the country. The Koch network of donors spends hundreds of millions of dollars every election cycle. Virtually every major conservative nonprofit in Washington takes Koch money, often a lot of it. Koch organizations train political organizers and candidates. Many Republican lawmakers owe their careers to the Kochs and are happy to say so. For people whose main business is making fertilizer and paper towels, the Kochs have been remarkably effective in American politics. And not surprisingly, the left hates them for it. Both the Koch brothers and their families, who, by the way, are very nice people, have been grotesquely and repeatedly maligned by the media. This, in turn, has convinced many conservatives that the Kochs must be on their side. Anyone who's been slandered by the New York Times has got to be doing something right. That's the idea. It's not a bad standard, but in this case, in the case of the Kochs, conservatives might want to pause and rethink the relationship. As it turns out, the Kochs don't have much in common with conservatives. They are, in fact, totally opposed to most conservative policy goals. The Kochs are libertarian ideologues. They're passionate and inflexible about what they believe. America first? The Kochs find the very notion of that absurd, if not fascist. An economic policy that seeks to strengthen families? The Kochs denounce that as, quote, crony capitalism or picking winners and losers. They think it's immoral, and they'll tell you so. Controlling our borders? The Kochs consider that racist. A few years ago, in fact, Bernie Sanders noted that the Koch brothers are far to the left of him on immigration. Open borders? Quote, that's a Koch brothers proposal, Bernie Sanders said. And he was right. But in fact, it's more than a proposal. It's in effect what we have now in this country, open borders. And that's thanks in part to the Kochs. The overwhelming majority of Republicans want a secure border and less immigration. That's why they voted for Donald Trump. 2.5 years later, though, the border is more porous than ever. A tide of humanity is flooding in illegally. Republicans in Congress have done almost nothing to help with the situation. Why? Well, you can thank the Kochs for that. In 2018, Koch-backed organizations, the Freedom Network and Americans for Prosperity, pressured Republicans in Congress to use their limited post-election lame duck session to pass an amnesty for the so-called Dreamers. Going into this election, the 2020 race, amnesty remains the Kochs' top legislative priority. So if you're wondering why the Republican Party often seems completely out of sync with its own voters, this is why. And it's not just on immigration. The Koch Network has also successfully pushed Republicans to join the left in going soft on crime. The Kochs aggressively backed the First Step Act, which is currently allowing drug traffickers to leave prison early. They support the Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act that would cut required penalties for heroin and cocaine traffickers in half. Now, keep in mind, they're doing all of this in the middle of the deadliest drug epidemic in American history. The Kochs don't even bother to argue that these so-called reforms would help any law-abiding American in any way.
All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with the rest of this. And Robert Barnes is in studio with the fall of the House of Google. It could happen, at least the fall of the censors that have hijacked it and are running it. It's all coming up next segment. But we're going to finish up where he gets into the Kochs working to censor conservative speech with the ADL. That's right. So next time a leftist comes up and says, oh, you're fun about the Koch brothers, remember, these are ignorant moron fools, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, the Koch brothers know, just like the Walmart dynasty, Walmart put out memos about a decade ago telling their employees, oh, we pay you not enough to live on, so you qualify for food stamps and welfare, so then you can live nice. Taxpayers subsidize Walmart. Taxpayers subsidize the Koch brothers. I'm sick of it. You're not libertarians. What you are is the crony capitalist you claim you're fighting. Just like Warren, biggest recipient of the banker bailout, Buffett. We'll be right back, though, with Tucker getting into the Koch brothers censoring conservatives, their main enemy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Censorship wars. Next hour with constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes, chief counsel on InfoWars. You notice us here a good week out of the month. We'll be here for the next week. We're very honored to have him. A lot of exciting things coming up, a lot of big developments that you'll hear a little bit about this week and next week, but they're going to be launched coming up in about a week and a half or so. But this is going to be a major offensive against the globalists, and obviously all of you aren't just essential. You are critical. You are beyond critical. You are everything that is defeating the globalists. So that's all coming up. But I wanted to finish up with Tucker Carlson before he left to Tokyo, where he's been broadcasting from, pointing out that it's the Koch brothers that want open borders. It's the Koch brothers that financed the Clintons along with Tyson. It's the Koch brothers that are financing the fake libertarian Republican think tanks that say, oh, companies can do whatever they want, including censor or control, or say the Republican Party's official policy is Nazism on the front page of Google. And now Drudge has moved the Project Veritas links to the top. So let's click on the fourth link there at drudgereport.com. LinkedIn Red, corporate media ignores. And when you scroll down in that Infowars.com article, blacklisted MSM ignores Project Veritas bombshell, you see update number one. Fox News also blacklist Project Veritas Google bombshell story. Well, you'd think almost 2 days into this earth-shaking event, the head of Google censorship admitting that they're not going to let Trump win and how they censor people, they call it fairness. Update number two is the actual censored video that Congress has had to upload because Google is banning it. We have our own servers, as Drudge advised 4 years ago here in studio. And there it is, our own servers. See the video Google censored on their plans to steal 2020 election, then scroll down. You can then see watershed event. More Google whistleblowers to go public. They've pulled that off every place we've seen it posted. I've gotten a bunch of calls from major channels saying this is newsworthy. And they're pulling it down, even excerpts of it. They are scared. So again, everyone go to drudgereport.com, the biggest news site in the world, the second largest site in the world, and get those four links and share them and take screenshots of the front of Drudge and share it. And then let Facebook and Twitter censor you. We're getting reports of that. Send us screenshots to showtipsinfowars.com. That'll be big news for the congressional hearings already announced on these companies working in coordination. When monopolies work in coordination, it's called a cartel. That's the popular parlance. It's known really in legal as a combine. So we have these combines working in tandem right now, in conjunction. It's called organized crime. And we've got the walls closing in. When we say the walls close in, it's not like made-up Democrat talking points against Trump. When I start saying the walls are closing in and the blood's in the water, I told you yesterday before any of this was blood in the water, congressional hearings, House, Senate hearings, uploading it, FBI investigating, it's all happening because she said Congress will try to stop us. They are not going to stop anything. Like a supervillain bragging in a movie. I'm going to flood the city and kill everybody, and you won't stop me, Batman. I mean, this is what criminals do. It's why you see it in comic books. It's a reflection of reality. And now the archetypes are here. They already lost $136 million for their censorship this month. They don't care. They're zealots. They wouldn't work with the Pentagon on AI. They work with China. So the die's cast, and Congress is slow to wake up. It says $70 billion there. It was $136 billion just 2 weeks ago. So it's grown since then. That's an older article. Yeah, that's April, guys. Click late May. No, it was June. It was the first week of June. $136 billion lost in one day. That's your headline. I'll find it during the break. You're doing a great job. Click news. You'll find it. So let's finish up with Tucker Carlson. And then we're going to tell you what's coming up. But this is history. You may not be on Google. You may not have a cell phone. God bless you. There it is. Google, Facebook, Amazon falls $136 billion over government probe. So it was all three of them together, but most of it was Google. So good job finding that, guys. That's Front Page Magazine. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to the rest of Tucker Carlson, pointing out most of the so-called conservatives have been bought and paid for. Trump's really a populist. That's why they're pissed. Here it is.
The Kochs don't even bother to argue that these so-called reforms would help any law-abiding American in any way. They just believe it's the right thing, the libertarian thing to do. So they're pushing for it. On economics, meanwhile, you won't be surprised to learn that the Kochs hold views that bear no resemblance at all to what most Republican voters believe. The Kochs have pushed for cuts to Social Security and Medicare, for example. A vast majority of Americans are opposed to that. Most Republicans are opposed to that. Like almost everyone else, by the way, Republicans want lower drug prices. Drugs are expensive and getting more so. And yet the Kochs are working to kill a bill introduced by Senators Josh Hawley and Rick Scott that will prevent drug companies from charging Americans more than they charge the people of Canada or France. That seems like a fair idea to most people. The Kochs are preventing it from happening. Then the Kochs helped draft the 2017 tax cut. That turned out to be a far better deal for corporate America than it was for the American middle class. A majority of Republicans support capping interest rates on credit cards and payday loans. The Kochs think that idea is ridiculous. In fact, some years ago when David Koch ran for vice president as a libertarian, abolishing all usury laws was part of his platform. Now, there's nothing surprising about any of this or illegitimate. It's what many rich liberals believe. It's just not what most Republicans believe. And that's a problem, given that the Kochs are the single most powerful figures in the Republican Party. The Kochs don't seem interested in hearing you complain about that or anything else, actually. Remarkably, they have now joined the left-wing campaign against free speech in America. Next month, the Charles Koch Institute will hold a summit with the Anti-Defamation League and executives from major tech companies, including Pinterest, Airbnb, Patreon, Mozilla. The stated purpose of the meeting is to formulate, quote, best practices on the fight against hate and extremism online, end quote. But you know exactly what that really means. It means censorship of your views. For the left, fighting extremism always entails crushing normal conservatives. That's why Pinterest has censored live action. It's why Patreon banned Milo Yiannopoulos. It's why Mozilla drove out Brendan Eich for the crime of donating to the wrong political campaign. Big tech has become a far greater threat to your freedom than the federal government. The Kochs don't care about that. Nothing Google does violates libertarian orthodoxy. More to the point, the Kochs don't care about Republican voters or what happens to them. Okay, that's fine. No law requiring them to care. But then why are they running the Republican Party? That's a question Republicans should start asking themselves.
Well, Tucker Carlson is amazing, and he's a national treasure, and he's going through a lot behind the scenes. Antifa is set to attack his house on July 4th. Literally, they've got an army trying to shut down Trump's Celebration of America event, and they intend to go over to his house and attack it. And I'm going to leave it at that. That story's up on NewsWars.com. We're going to break and back with Robert Barnes for the next hour. With the man that wrote the U.S. Biological Weapons Treaty and is an expert on war crimes, Dr. Francis Boyle will join us to break down how smart it was that Trump did not strike Iran, and then syndicated radio and TV host will be joining us after that to talk about some of the latest setups of the left financing extremist groups demonize the mainline right wing. That's Lee Stranahan coming up. Robert Barnes on the other side. Please don't forget. Please don't forget that this is war. We're delivering. I told you this Veritas thing would have congressional hearings and would devastate them, and I could feel it spiritually, okay, at a gut level. I know when something's a winner. If you get involved, if you share the links, if you call Talk Radio, if you keep this Project Veritas video alive that's linked at InfoWars.com, if you get the link at the middle of DrudgeReport.com, linked in red, media is ignoring this. We show what they're ignoring. If you humanly promote that, corporate media ignores that link right there. They're done. This is them admitting their crime, stealing the election. And if you financially support us and get great products you already need, whatever the highest rated water filter is, I go out and buy it in bulk, sell it at the lowest price. FlexiPure. And, of course, ProPure. They're both excellent, both highest rated. You've seen third-party groups study it. They go, God, he's selling the best of hundreds. Why is Jones doing that? Because I believe in karma, folks. Reap what you sow. I don't sell you something unless it's the best. Can you find something more expensive? Yeah, but it won't even be as good. Air filtration, water filtration, store-wide free shipping, 50% off all the supplements, double Patriot points. Get your fish oil. Get your ultimate turmeric bodies, 95% humanoid. Get your X2. Learn about the iodine conspiracy for your wife, your children, yourself, or you're insane. Make a straight donation. There's a big link in the middle of InfoWarsStore.com. Whatever you do, take action now, because these globalists think they can usurp your future. But if you stand, they'll lose. We're now entering the 10th round of this heavyweight boxing match. We've got 3 rounds left, and we're winning.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNOT programs broadcast on Fox Business News blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.